Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Episode number 2. Talking Ride number 2. In this series that we are calling Commuting with Friends. With your host, Peter J. Fisher. In the Peter J. Fisher Experience. Now, what's today? What's today about? We're going to talk about something that's been on my heart for quite some time now. It's been at least a few weeks. And I'm not sure if nobody else is just not going to say anything about it. I'm pretty sure people have been talking about it. But I got to talk about one of my favorite MC slash producers of all time. He's one of my favorites of all time. I'm not saying he's the greatest, but I think he is a great, legendary for what he's done in his career. And as far as helping other people's careers be boosted and boasted to where they have been. Today, talking about none other than Mr. Kanye West. Now, what I'm about to talk about has nothing to do with his musical genius or accolades. It has everything to do with his simping ways. Now, we know Kanye had a strong relationship with his mom. Not really, I can't remember. I don't think his dad was a very integral part of his life. I don't know if that has anything to do with his simping, but What he's doing right now is beyond simping. It's just outlandish. It's just outlandish, to say the least. Okay? Now, remember, and if this is your first episode, if episode 2 is your first episode, you can finish listening to this, but you might want to go back to episode 1. This is nothing like my general, when I do my segmented, orchestrated, sit down, put some notes together podcast. These are commuting with friends, talking rides, me talking about my personal feelings off the cuff, no filter. Back to the regular programming. So, what he's doing right now is even beyond simping. It's just outlandish. I mean, he's been making a spectacle of himself since the news surfaced that him and Kardashian we're going to be divorcing. Like, I feel like it's only been like a month ago, but the way he's been acting, it made it seem like it's been 6 months ago. But acting a plumb fool. Yeah. And, you know, to the point where he's about to force her hand and the court's hand to make him lose his privilege to even see his kids when his divorce is finalized. Because he's acting a fool. He's acting erratic. He's acting unpredictable. These are all things that, I'm not saying all women think this way, but these are all things that some women, vindictive and manipulative, will take to court and have you looking like a straight fool, and I'm afraid for him to be around our children because I have no idea what he's going to do to them. And we know, at least I hope we know, that Kanye would never do anything to harm his children or jeopardize his children's health. But the way he's acting right now, I mean, it's kind of hard to say we do know that. You know what I mean? Like, he's just acting a fool. Needless to say, I don't care what any of your perception or idea of Kim Kardashian is listening to this. I don't think she's worth all this acting crazy over. You know, first and foremost, she's been ran through like the Lincoln Tunnel. I'm saying, she done been ran through by athletes, actors, entertainers, whatever you could throw at her. She's been ran through by them. So she's damaged goods. He got her when she was damaged goods. It's not even like he's the one that made her damaged goods. He got her when she was damaged goods. And he acting a plumb fool over that. Like, I know there's going to be some moms and women out there like, well, that's the mother of his children, that's his wife. He should be acting like that. No, he should not. Because if your husband or your man was acting like that, you would be repulsed. I guarantee it. You can sit there and act like you want if you want to right now. You can sit there and be like, oh, my man ain't acting like that. Oh, I want him. I'm going to tell you something right now that you may not know. Subconsciously, if your man was acting like that, you wouldn't want him. Trust me. But I know it's going to be some out there talking about, well, that's how you supposed to act. That's how you supposed to be. And notice I'm saying pose, not suppose. That's the caliber of woman that's going to be talking like that. But there's going to be some proper woman out there that's going to be talking like that too. But trust and believe, fellas, if you got a wife or a long-term girlfriend and she break up with you or threatens to break up with you, if you act like Kanye's acting right now, you are going to expedite the breaking up or the divorce. She's going to be so repulsed by you. She's going to be like, I thought I was the female in this relationship. Good God. I'm happy that I chose to leave this man because I don't trust him with my life for one second acting like this. What kind of woman is going to put her trust in her life, in her children's life, in a man acting like that? You know, some could say childish, but it's not even childish. He's acting, well, yeah, he is acting childish. He's acting childish and feminine. So that means he's acting like a female child. Not just a female. That would be disrespectful to some adult females. Not all adult females are acting or act the way Kanye's acting right now. He's acting like a child female right now. Okay? Now, what woman is putting her trust, the trust of her life and her children's life, in a man acting like that? If I was a female, I wouldn't do it. You see, life is all about survival of the fittest. Now, we know that when it comes down to protection, for the most part, the man is the one that protects the family. So if the survival of the fittest lies in the hands and on the head of the man, you gotta be showing your woman and your kids that you have that dominance and that vigor to protect and take care of them. And Mr. West is not showing that, at least not to me. I mean, some of y'all might beg to differ, and I might beg to differ on your mindset, because I know a lot of people like to disagree just to disagree. So if you're one of them people that's going to be like, oh, well, I like to disagree because I like to be combative and just cause turmoil, then I don't have no conversation for you anyway. I don't talk to people that just disagree just for turmoil and aggravation. That's childish too. You know what I'm saying? I don't. If I want to speak to children, I'll go home and talk to my kids. I have children. I don't need to talk to adult children. That's ridiculous. You know what I mean? So, like I was saying, that's one thing I had to rant on today, man. It's been hurting my soul for quite some time, but you know. And then, one last thing that I want to talk on the Kanye subject. This is another thing that's not just feminine, but childlike feminine, okay? This man is out here having social media beefs and battles with this lady's new boyfriend. Okay? There's nothing masculine, grown up, or mature about going after, not even if it was in private, there's nothing masculine, mature, or adult about going after the man that your woman might see as your replacement. There's nothing masculine about that. The only thing you can do is lick your wounds and move on, because that's what she's doing, ain't it? So why are you going to sit there, be harassing her, harassing him, acting a plumb fool? Acting like you don't want your kids to be in your life. That's how you acting right now. You acting like a threat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like I said, man, it's hurting me with the lack. I'm not saying that Kanye's the most masculine figure we've ever seen, but the lack of any type of masculinity that this man is showing right now is repulsive to me. So I can only imagine how repulsive it is to her, you know? I would be ashamed if my wife and I were getting ready to go through a divorce or a separation, and I was acting like this, like, at some point, I would probably wake up and be like, yo, Pete, you acting a goddamn fool. Get yourself together. You're scaring this woman and your children. You got to get yourself together. At some point, you're going to have a reality check. Like, this is crazy. I'm acting a fool right now. And I wouldn't blame her for trying to get a restraining order or something on me acting like that. That's crazy. But like I said, man, the cherry on top is this man going after the new boyfriend. To me, he has about 0 points in masculinity right now. And I don't know if there's any way for him to get it back. I still love some Kanye music, though. Don't get twisted. I'll be listening to some Kanye music, but Kanye, the person right now, has got me feeling a little way right now. So I'm going to wrap it up with that. But before I sign off, I plan on keeping this going for as long as I can. I need y'all help, though. My mind is crazy, as you can see. I went from, I don't even remember what I was talking about yesterday. I got to go back and listen to it. I went from whatever that was, talking about Kanye. Oh, I was talking about accountability. Which accountability and Kanye kind of go hand in hand. Lack thereof, because that's what I was talking about, the lack thereof. So I guess it does go hand in hand. I didn't plan that, though, you know. But this is like off-the-cuff stuff. But you can be a part of the show, too. You can always go into the show notes where my email is, my email address is, and drop me a line, man. Anything that you might want to hear me rant about. If I know anything about it, I'm going to rant. If I don't know anything about it, I'll research it and then rant about it. But it may not be right away. But until next time, drive safe.